In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight our lecture about why fasting. I want to ask you the question first. Why do you think our Coptic Orthodox Church is focusing on fasting? Why do we fast like 7 months per year? Why? Just tell me some answers. Give me some answers. Madame Jeanette, the first answer, the Lord Himself fasted for 40 days. Okay. So we are following Him. Yes? Seri Zimbabwe. Self-discipline. Merci. Mervet? To focus on the soul, not on the body. Yes, go ahead. Karim? South Africa. Fasting will help me to think of others and their problems, right? More than I focus on myself, yes? Peter, Ethiopia. Yeah. It helps my will in order to fight the warfare. Peter Ghana. When we fast, usually we will feel the feelings of the hungry people. Aywa. Violet Zimbabwe, she's saying that we will come nearer to the Lord through fasting. Huh? Mr. Wadid. Yes, fasting has nothing to do by itself. It has to be combined with praying in order to do whatever you had said before. Yes? Sammy, South Korea. By fasting, I will not see my body, but I'll see more my spiritual needs. I was on it, huh? It will help me to control myself. It's like self-discipline. Yes, go ahead. Bravo, Alec. Okay, I was waiting for this answer. Thank you, Amir. Okay, I'll tell you some ideas about why fasting. In order to enjoy our fasting and make it in a spiritual way, because many of us may spend fasting time but not in a spiritual way. So to get the outcome of fasting, we need to know how to fast or how to understand the spiritual fasting. To revise the philosophy, the Christian philosophy of fasting, let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. So in the act of creation, man was made out of dust. This is the physical body plus the breath of God. So we have at least two components inside what we call man. Man is not only this physical a skeleton or a body, but he has the breath of God, what we call now the soul. So the human being is not only body, and if the human being is just a physical body, he is not a man, he is rather an animal. And that's exactly what the evolution aims at, or the atheist runs to. You know, atheists will think of men as animals. That's why we need not to control our lusts. We can do whatever we like, and there is no eternal life. It's a story of an animal. He is an intelligent animal, but he is also an animal. But putting the soul, now we are men. if man is only a soul, he is rather an angel. So man is not an angel, and also he is not an animal. He is man, very specific creature. He is Christ-like. He has at least two major components, the physical body and the soul. That's why in the New Testament, St. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So St. Paul, the Christian philosopher, put it this way, that we have, all of us have some conflicts inside us between the physical needs or the physical desires or the physical lusts and the spiritual needs and the spiritual desires. Again, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The first sin was related very much to the story of eating. If you understand the story of Genesis, you will see clearly that there is very tight relation between the original sin and the problem of eating. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. The first commandment was the commandment of fasting, because the very simple fasting simply is to avoid something, not to eat. That's simple. And many of you in your fasting usually do not spend much time in fasting, but they prefer not to eat the animal food. Okay, it's kind of fasting. So that was the simplest way to fast, and even though our grandfather Adam failed. So it was written in Genesis chapter 3, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. So the first commandment is a commandment of fasting, and the first sin, it's a sin of failing to fast. We are fasting because we are trying to start our new life, our spiritual life, our life in Christ as should be. يعني ربنا كان عاوزنا نعيش ازاي؟ فكان عاوزنا نعيش. If we consider that the failure of fasting was Adam's sin or related to the original sin, we could see that the great achievement of our new Adam, our second Adam, our Savior Lord Jesus Christ, he succeeded to fast. That's why our Lord started his mission by fasting. So Adam started the story with failure in fasting, and our Lord Jesus Christ started our new life by doing the fasting. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. The same tempter. التمتر اللي هو المخادع أو الغشاش أو المجرب. الحية اللي جات لحواء زمان تقول لها كلي, هي اللي جات لربنا يسوع تقول له كل. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ But even Adam failed, but the Lord himself succeeded to overcome this desire of eating because he was still in fasting. So this is the first teaching, the first philosophy, the key of fasting, that the Lord himself tried to tell us that in order to win the battle, in order to get over the physical lust, in order to gain the good life, the new life, we need to start our life by fasting. That's exactly what the Lord said. He answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone. This is exactly the meaning I was telling you, that man is not only physical. So he needs not only food or bread. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The words from the mouth of God is related to the soul of Adam. As if the Lord is trying to tell us, remember always that you are not only a physical body needs to eat, but you also a soul need the word of God. So the second Adam succeeded in fasting. When the Lord started his missionary life or his mission on earth by fasting, he was telling God that the fasting is the start, is the first step in the story of building up the spiritual life. So anybody who hate to fast, actually he will never have a spiritual life. We need all to practice fasting as a primary step in our spiritual life. This is the start. On top we will put the spiritual struggle, the prayer, the services, love to everyone, following the commandments of the Lord. But you know, it comes over the first step of controlling our physical needs, controlling our bodies, in order to live by spirit, not by the physical lust. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. In kuntum bil-ruh tumitun a'mal al-jasad. In order to put to death the deeds of the body, we need to practice fasting. We need to live by the spirit. This is exactly the meaning of fasting, that we are controlling our lusts, our sins, our desires by living in the spirit. And this kind of living in the spirit, according to the new man, our Lord Jesus Christ, means fasting. He fasted in order to show us the spiritual life, and so we can follow him in a spiritual way. So the first meaning of fasting, why we fast, simply because we are spiritual people. We need to eat the word of God, we need to enjoy the relationship with God, we need to build up our spirits. So we need some time in praying and reading the Bible, and stopping the life of eating and physical needs. The second point related to fasting, what was written in Isaiah 58, it is not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. So, loose the bonds of wickedness. The power of fasting will help us to get out of this power of wickedness. تعبير قيود الشر كلنا بنحسه. And then you are tightened with some negative thoughts, with bad desires. You still hate somebody. You cannot control yourself. So fasting will help you to overcome all these bonds, to loot the bonds. يعني واحد ما تربط الصيام بيفك الرباطات دي. ده تعبير من أشعياء 58. هو ده اللي ربنا بيقول إيه؟ هو ده الصوم اللي أنا عاوزه. So in whatever fasting period, we are focusing on this kind of repentance. By repentance, I mean we are getting over the bonds of wickedness. We are trying to get free of the desires of lusts. كان قبلها في غلاطية بيقول إيه؟ Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This meaning of crucifixion of the flesh related to fasting. The Lord Himself was crucified for us, and we are sharing this crucifixion by fasting. يعني احنا مش هنقدر نتصلب مع المسيح يعني بالحرف, لكن at least the simplest kind of sharing His cross is by fasting. That's why, and that's exactly the meaning of the fasting of Friday and the fasting of Wednesday. In Wednesday, Judah betrayed the Lord, and on Friday all the people crucified him. So on Wednesday and Fridays we are sharing the pains, the sufferings of the Lord in a simple way by fasting. So this is another meaning. The first one was overcome the desires of the flesh. The second one, loot the bones of wickedness by sharing the cross of the Lord. The third meaning of fasting, it's an expression of loving people. You said this meaning before. On the same chapter of Isaiah 58, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? So, there are two main meanings here. The first meaning in the first four sentences related to the conflict inside between good and bad, between wickedness and getting free. But there is another meaning, the second meaning, to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring up to your house the poor who are cast out. When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. يبقى كلام أشعياء ربنا يسوع بيقول الصوم اللي يعجبني حاجتين كبار. حاجة related ليك انت اللي هي التوبة، تخلص من الخطية، تفك عقد النير، عقد الشر اللي فيك. والحاجة التانية تحب أخوك الغلبان المسكين العريان ده. عشان كده حتى عندنا في الصوم الكبير نقعد نقول طوبى للرحمة على المساكين. سمعنا في الموسم ده This is the meaning of fasting. يبقى جزء من أو نص في فكرة الصوم related to the love of man, not only love of God. Because I love God, I fast in order to live as spiritual as He meant by my life, and to come nearer to Him by fasting, to overcome my desires. And also by fasting, I go for the love of men. I love people in the naked ones, in the poor ones, by sharing their needs. So, therefore, we can consider the act of fasting is simply an expression of both loving God and loving men. فهمتوا المعنى ده؟ We love God and we love men. We love God by fasting and praying. We love man by fasting and service. Again, I love God by praying and fasting because I'm controlling myself to get nearer to Him spiritually. And I love man by fasting to feel his feelings, to share his needs, and by giving, by serving. So the act of fasting will cover both commandments, love God and love man. And you know, this is the first commandment and the most important one. The fourth meaning of why fasting, this is the meaning Amira told us, and that was maybe the perfect meaning of the New Testament. That by the act of fasting, in the philosophy of the New Testament, in the Testament of Grace, Ahd al-Ni'mah, we think more and more by the act of fasting we are coming up, we are growing up, we are rising up to heaven. The disciples of John and the Pharisees were fasting, then they came and said to him, why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. I don't think any of the Jews understood the meaning at that time. Because what is the relation between the question about fasting and the story of a groom and bride? And come on, بيكلم في إيه ربنا؟ بيكلموه الناس ما بتصومش ليه؟ بيقول لهم العريس والعروسة وبنو العرس والهيصة دي، هما مش فاهمين. Simply the meaning of fasting in the New Testament is making the story of loving God perfect, completed. We love God up to the limit of the relationship between العريس والعروس. So by doing the act of fasting, we are getting up to the story of heavenly life, the completed love between man and God. فاهمين المعنى؟ ربنا يسوع ربطها بحاجة عجيبة قوي. قال أصل العريس والعروسة وبنو العرس وما ينفعش يصوموا والعريس معاهم، أول ما هيشوفوا العريس طالع لفوق كده هيبتدوا يصوموا. What do you mean by this? He meant that when the church looked up to the Lord himself riding up to heaven, ascending to heaven, the church started to fast. And if the church is saying, we are fasting to run after him, to go after him to heaven. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ إذا تعبير الصوم هو شوق الكنيسة أنها تدخل السماء. السماء ما فيهاش أكل، السماء ما فيهاش شرب، السماء ما فيهاش لذة الأكل والشرب، فيها لذة العشرة بربنا. فيبقى فلسفة الصوم اللي حكاها المسيح ببساطة هي علاقة عريس بعروسة. عشان كده تلاحظوا we do not tend in our church to put regulations of the fasting very tight. We do not tell you if you could not stay up to 5 o'clock p.m. your fasting is not accepted. We never say so. Fast the way you can, fast the way you like, but give your love in your fasting. Show your groom your love by fasting. Let's ascend out of this earth. فاهمين الفكرة؟ تعالوا نطلع برا الدنيا. وهو دي فكرة الرفاع على فكرة. كلنا فاهمين الرفاع غلط. الرفاع يعني ناكل. هي الحياة الرفاع يلا نبطل ناكل. هي عكسها بالظبط. الرفاع يعني يلا نطلع لفوق وكفاية أكل. حقيقة الرفاع يعني يلا ندبها وننتقم من الصوم اللي جاي. يقول حين يرفع العريس حينئذ يصومون. يبقى لما العريس يطلع لفوق اللي هو the act of crucifixion you get the act of ascension، حركة صعود المسيح هي اللي بتحرك الصوم فيه. يبقى the philosophy of our church by fasting we are getting up to heaven, we are ascending with him to heaven. Another meaning or another answer to the question why fasting. Fasting will help in the stability of the new nature. We got the new nature by the act of baptism. تفهمين المعنى ده؟ احنا اتولدنا ولادة جديدة لما تعمدنا. If you are an adult and you were an unbeliever, you will believe first and you repent and then you will go for baptism. And with the sacrament of baptism, you are now born again. You are now having the new nature, the new heavenly nature of Christ. But this new nature will not be stable by eating and drinking, because this is related to the old nature. But this new one will be stabilized more and more by the act of praying and fasting. فهمين المعنى؟ So in order to fix my new nature, to be strong in my new life, I need to fast, I need to pray most of the time. That's the words of the Lord. The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them and then they will fast in those days. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. فاكرين المثل الغريب اللي قاله ربنا يسوع ده؟ Somebody may say, what's the relationship between this kind of story بتاع واحد يخيط رقعة، فلو الرقعة جديدة والهدوم قديمة الرقعة هتفضل ماسكة روحها والهدوم هي اللي هتهرق منه، لازم يحط الرقعة جديدة على ايه؟ على توب جديد. What kind of relationship between this meaning and fasting? It's exactly the new nature. Our Lord Jesus Christ did not ask his disciples to start the fasting of the new era, the New Testament, before seeing him on the cross, seeing him ascending to heaven, after they believed in him, after they saw him crucified for them, after they knew how much love God gave us on the cross and went to heaven to complete the mission, then they will fast in this new meaning. And the fasting with the new meaning needs a new nature. So they cannot fast in the Christian way before getting baptized. فاهمين؟ يعني اليهودي النهاردة بيصوم، اليهودي بيصوم لأن الموضوع بالنسبة له تكفير عن خطية، عداوة مع الجسد، وصية لازم يعملها والسلام. إنما أنا عندي الصيام خد معنى أرقى من كده، الصوم يخليني مستقبلي في السماء، فابتدي أجربه من دلوقتي. الصوم يخليني الطبيعة الجديدة اللي اتولدت في المعمودية بتثبت فيا، لأنها طبيعة مش بتاعة تاكل وتشرب، طبيعة أكلها كلام ربنا، شربها صلاة، حياتها كلها روحية. فإذا this new life, this new nature needs fasting. فكل اللي مش فاهمين أو مش بيحاربوا الصوم، they live by their old nature even if they had baptized before. هي فكرة بقى الرقعة الجديدة والتوب الجديد. التوب الجديد is the new nature، والرقعة الجديدة the new meaning of fasting. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ So we cannot ask the Jew to fast in this new meaning on their new old nature. They cannot accept it. تقدرش تقول لواحد ما تولدش ولادة جديدة يلا نصوم الصوم المسيحي، يا عم سيبه الأول. فمن الفكرة هو لسه ما فهمش يعني حياة جديدة وحياة أبدية وحياة سماوية وحياة روحية، ده كلام بعيد قوي. عشان كده you can compare the fasting, the Christian way of fasting with other ways of fasting. When we fast, we pray more, we read the Bible more, we stay away from sins, but we do not focus on the type of food we will eat after the period of fasting. فاهمين الفرق؟ يعني في شخص بيبقى صايم طول اليوم بيفكر هاكل ايه لما افطر. الحقيقة هو كده مش صايم. واخدين بالكم؟ انا فاكر ابونا بيقول، ده ابونا الحبيب بس في فرانكفورت، كان عنده واحد بيعترف عنده، وبعدين في الصيام قال له ابونا عاوز اقول لك بعمل الفول ازاي. وابونا بيقول دمه خفيف يعني. ففضل المعترف ده يقول له بقى ايه، بحط الليمون ازاي والبصل ازاي بقى. وبعد ما خلص ده جوه الاعتراف قال له اديني تدريب في الصوم، قال له ما تاكلش فول طول الصوم. لان هو فعلا ده المعنى، لو اكلت فول بالمعنى ده انت مش صايم، لانك انت كده مخك كله في الاكل وانت صايم، يبقى ده ضد القصة كلها، المعنى كله مش مظبوط. انت اساسا بتخلي مخك في السماء مش في الأكل، أيا كان نوع الأكل. نفس المعنى حكاية إيه، يأخذ من العتيق يصير الخرق أرض أرض. Again he put the same meaning on another example when he said no one puts new wine. New wine means the new love, the new fasting way into old wineskin اللي هي the old nature, or else the new wine burst the wineskins. The wine is spilled and wineskins are ruined, but new wine must be put into new wineskins. The sixth meaning of fasting, or the another reason why we fast as Christians, we are aiming at getting the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In our new life, in our Christian life, our goal is to be guided all the time, leaded all the time by the Spirit. And you know, by focusing on the eating and drinking on the flesh, we can never enjoy the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That was written on the Lord himself. Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So through the period of fasting, he was led by the Holy Spirit. عشان كده تلاحظوا ان الكنيسة بتصوم وتصلي in order to clarify the voice of the Lord, to listen to the will of the Spirit. لما نبقى عاوزين نختار بطرك نصوم ونصلي ليه يا رب قول كلمتك, مش عاوزين نمشي بدماغنا, عاوزين الروح القدس هو اللي ينطق. هنا الصوم ضروري, فاهمين ازاي؟ When you have a great decision in your life, you need to fast, you need to pray more in order to listen clearly to the voice of the Spirit inside your heart. In the book of Acts, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. You know, this was the voice of the Spirit, the guidance, the leadership of the Spirit, and that was the start of the missionary work to Asia and Europe. تصوروا الصوم هو اللي ابتدى الكرازة في آسيا وأوروبا. من اللحظة دي, من أعمال 13 ابتدت الكرازة في آسيا, وأعمال 16 ابتدت في أوروبا. شوفوا قد إيه الصوم بيعمل إيه, بيغير اتجاه الكنيسة كله وبيركزها في حاجات جديدة عليها وما كانتش مستوعبها. كل ده قوة الصوم والصلاة. The last thing I would say, there was a very nice example given by one of the saints that he imagined that we tied the leg of an eagle to the leg of a dog. And he imagined that we give the food to the dog only, and we just give some water to the eagle in order to stay living. After some time, فاهمين رجليهم مربوطة ببعض. After some time, the dog will be bigger and stronger, and he will run here and there, and will crush the eagle ورا منه يعني. هيبتدي النسر ده يتكسر في الأرض. And he put the reverse. He gave the food to the eagle and water, and very few fluid to the dog. After some time, the eagle will fly, will be stronger, and he will take also the dog flying with him. فهمتوا عاوز يقول ايه؟ بيقول الانسان عبارة عن حتة ايجل وحتة دوج. فايه؟ فلو انت بتأكل الكلب بس لمؤاخذة, يبقى ايه؟ يبقى الحتة الروحية اللي فيك دي مينيمال وعمالة تتخبط في الارض وتترزع. بتأكل الايجل اللي هي صلاة وصوم, واخد بالك مأكل الكلب بحساب يعني عشان ما يكبرش زيادة يعني, الروح هيشدك ويطير. كنت في مؤتمر ما انساش الحقيقة, كنت ضيف فقلت المثل ده, وبعدين الليدر بتاع المؤتمر قال يا جماعة دلوقتي معاد أكل الكلب اتفضلوا على العشاء فأنا ما انساش الحكاية دي. المقصود بيها ان احنا when we focus on the food of the spirit, ان احنا بنصلي بنقرأ بنخدم, غير when we focus on the food of the body, definitely we cannot live as spiritual as needed. I like to finish with the words of the prayer we used to pray in the period of the Lent, صوم كبير. بنقول فيه, Master and Lord God Almighty, who sent His only begotten Son to the Lord, He taught us the law and the commandments written in the Holy Bible, and taught us that fasting and prayer cast out devils. And He said, This kind cannot come out by anything except by praying and fasting. Fasting and praying are those which raised Elijah to heaven. The meaning of ascension. فاكرينه أنا قلت ده, حكاية الصوم يشدنا الفوق بتاع العريس اللي بيطلع. And save Daniel from the lions. ممكن تبقى related to the body lusts. Fasting and prayer are those which Moses pursued until he received the law and the commandments written by the finger of God. Fasting and prayer are those which the people of Nineveh pursued, so God had mercy upon them and forgave them their sin and lifted His wrath away from them. Fasting and prayer are those which the prophets pursued and prophesied concerning the advent of Christ many generations before His coming. وهكذا بيفضل يكمل يكمل كل دي بركات الصوم والصلاة. وده simply some of the meanings of the Christian fasting. Glory to God. Amen. حد عنده سؤال؟ أيوة مونيك, go ahead. No, wait a minute. The vegetarians, yes, do not eat animals because they look to animals as equal as men. This is the philosophy of the Hindu and others who live their life vegetarian. They cannot eat animals. But not to get nearer to God. You know, some of them do not believe in God. فهم الفكرة؟ Isn't the philosophy of fasting is far different. Some of people are making diet. It's rather related in a way to fasting, but it's not the goal. So the meaning or the target of fasting is the key. يعني المهم يا جماعة مش بس شكل الصوم, غرضي ايه, بفكر ازاي, انا بفكر وانا صايم بكلم ربنا, مشغول بربنا, عاوز اعيش في روحي مش عاوز اعيش جسدي, عاوز اطلع السماء, بفكر في ابديتي, متضايق من خطيتي اللي مسكاني مربطاني, عارف الصوم بيقطعها. كل المعاني دي هي اللي مخلياني اصوم. انما اللي ما بياكلش انيمالز, يا اما بيعبد انيمالز, يا اما اتليست يعني بيبص للانيمالز as equal as man, فطبعا دي نظرة اخرى مش بتاعتنا خالص. ايه تاني؟ اتفضل حبيبي. احنا استلمنا الصوم من المسيح. The first one who practiced fasting in the New Testament is the Lord himself by his fasting 40 days and 40 nights. That's why in the book of Acts we had seen the disciples had many fasting periods. In the periods of persecution, when there were many stresses on the church, they spent many time fasting. When they are getting to have they have some time to take major decisions in the life of the church, they spend some time fasting. So fasting periods are there in the book of Acts. But you know, the order of the church nowadays, in which we have fasting for the Christmas, fasting of the resurrection, before resurrection, Lord, Lent, fasting for Saint Mary, fasting of the disciples, fasting of Wednesday and Fridays, this order were made along the years in many generations. The oldest of our fasting in the Coptic Orthodox Church is the 40 days and Fridays and Wednesdays. These were the oldest. دول مكتوبين في كتب الدسكولية. الجمعة والأربع والأربعين يوم. But you can see after like 100 years of the apostles, you can see the fasting of others. They spend more times in fasting for the service, اللي هو زي صيام الرسل. After some time fasting بتاع ستنا ومن العذراء وهكذا. بدأت تتحط الحاجات دي شوية شوية. But you know the philosophy of fasting, it's very spiritual, as if the Christian one should live his life fasting. يعني لما تفهمها تحس ان فلسفة الصوم هي حياة المسيح. الموضوع مش related to periods. هي فكرة ان انا بطلع لفوق, بقرب من ربنا, بغذي روحي, بحس باخواتي الفقراء. اذا الفلسفة دي covering the whole year. But when we put fasting periods related to some meanings, it's only to empower the meaning. But the philosophy of fasting is always there. حد متلخبط في حاجة او مش فاهم حاجة؟ شريف. Okay. فهمتك. The order of church was put along the years, as I said before. So because these old fasting periods, اللي هي الاربعين يوم والاربع والجمعة, were done by the apostles themselves, the earliest and the oldest, دول بيسميهم درجة أولى. درجة أولى means يعني ان احنا واخدينها جد اكتر. ما فيش سمك, بنقعد للساعة خمسة للي يقدر. في فكرة صيام درجة أولى related ان ده اكتر حاجة عاشوها التلاميذ, واقدم صيام وابتدى المسيح نفسه. ابتدى بالأربعين يوم أو ابتدى بحتة الأربعة والجمعة، أن يوم الأربعة كان متألم من يهوذا ويوم الجمعة كان على الصليب. إنما تبتدي تسهل الكنيسة عشان الشعب يقدر يشارك، لأن الشعب يحسها تقيلة قوي. فابتدت في الصيامات اللي بعد كده مثلا تدخل السمك كنوع من ايه تخفيف العبء بتاع الصوم. لكن تلاحظ انك لما تقرأ الهيستوري بتاع الكنيسة تلاقي ان الموضوع كان يعني لما الانسان يبقى روحاني قوي تلاقيه هو اللي ايه يلزم نفسه بالتزامات. ممكن حتى يعني ممكن في صيام الميلاد تلاقي ناس ما تاكلش سمك، في صيام العذراء تلاقي في ناس ما تاكلش سمك، وتلاقي الانقطاعي هو فاستنج، يعني اي فاستنج فيه انقطاعي. ده حتى كلمة بريك فاست يعني انا بكسر الصوم، مش كده؟ فاللي بيفطر الصبح يبقى مش ممكن يتحسب صايم لانه بريك فاست يعني. انما مثلا في الصيامات التانية بتاعت العذراء والرسل وكده الموضوع ببساطة ايه متروك لطاقتك. الصوم الكبير لانه تاني اهم صوم كنيسة بتقول على قد ما تقدر عدي النهار او يعني ايه طول في فترة الانقطاع. فإتس لايك ديجريز اوف ستراجل سبيريتشوال ستراجل اند ستيل ريليتد تو ذا باور اند ذا سيركمستانسز اوف ذا بيبل ليفينج اون ايرث. يعني العجوز غير الشاب غير الطفل غير المريض غير الصحيح غير اللي بيشتغل هارد ورك غير. فالموضوع متروك تحسه لانه مش محطوط قالب اعمى، ما عندناش فرائض، ما عندناش احكام، ما عندناش اللي مش هيصوم هيروح جهنم. الموضوع مش كده، مش كده خالص. حد تاني عنده إضافة؟ تفضل. Okay, thank you Peter for the question. Now you can see the big difference between the explanations of any part of the Bible very much related to the doctrine of the one who is speaking the word of God. يعني إيه؟ بيتر بيقول الجزء اللي أنا فسرته عن حين يرفع العريس حينئذ يصومون، الأرثوذكسي بيفسره زي أن إحنا from now on after the crucifixion of the Lord and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to heaven we are spending our whole life like fasting. لأن إحنا عاوزين نقول له إحنا مش عارفين نعيش على الأرض من غيرك، إحنا عاوزين نجسام. خدوها هم بالمعنى العكسي خالص. شوفوا قد إيه البروستانت بيقولوا يبقى from now on fasting had nothing to do, we need not to fast anymore لأن العريس طلع وعمل كل المطلوب فإحنا ملناش في الصيام نصيب. فاهمين؟ شوفوا الإكستريم بيوصل لإيه. البروستانت بعدهم بيقول أن الصوم بطل بالعهد الجديد، مفيش حد يصوم في العهد الجديد إلا بقى لو عاوز إيه بس شوية guidance للروح القدس. بياخدوها من زاوية ايه ان المسيح لما قال حين بدل شافوا المسيح صاعد حينئذ يصومون بيحوروها بمعنى ايه المسيح خلاص طلع السماء خلص مأمورية الخلاص فاحنا خلاص مش محتاجين نصوم. بيفسروها كده، واخد بالك؟ ده عكس خالص اللي احنا بنقوله. احنا بنقول ده بالعكس، احنا محتاجين نصوم عشان نحصله عشان نطلع وراه. فاهمين الفرق اشرف؟ ما هي صام عنا احنا بنقولها يسوع المسيح صام عنا، بس it does not mean صام عنا احنا ملناش دعوة. واخدين بالكم دي خيانة مننا. فاهمين ازاي؟ يعني صوم انت بقى يعني. طب مشكلتنا احنا اساسا. فيعني ما هو بالظبط ايه طلع هو السماء، طب اتفضل انت بقى، يبقى انت ملناش نصيب في السماء. ما هو كل اللي عمله عمله عشاننا، اذا لازم نشاركه. طب ما صلى عنا ليه نصلي؟ مات عنا مستعدين نموت معاه، وهكذا. حد يضيف حاجة تاني؟ اتفضل. And I got some meaning that you said that fasting making us overcome our desires or and to loot the bonds of wickedness. This is part of the meaning of fasting and to live spiritual not physical or lustful. فده برضو تقال حضرتك بتقوله exactly we said it in the early part of the lecture. طيب أنا I have a last question. Can this question be part of our evangelism story? Can others ask you when it comes to a period like this, and you are flying anywhere and somebody offering meat and you said, I'm sorry, I don't eat meat nowadays because I'm in a period of fasting. And he asked you, he's an unbeliever, why do you fast? That this has any way to get into our missionary story? فمين سؤالي هل دي ممكن تبقى فرصة للكرازة؟ قولوا لي هتقولوا ايه بقى؟ يعني انا اصلا دي حصلت معي. لو عندك فرصة اليومين دول حد بيقول لك انت واضح انك صايم، فهيجي يقول لك يعني ايه صيام؟ طب بتصوم ليه؟ هل ده ممكن يبقى فرصة تكرس؟ افتونا. ها صدقلي قريني. ها The ABC in any human being is eating and drinking. So we share all of us these basics over which you and me should fight our own problems. يعني ايه؟ ما ينفعش اقول ايه انا هحارب بس الطمع اللي فيا فمش محتاج اصوم. لا محتاج، لاني كانسان لو معرفتش اوقف رغبة الاكل والشرب انا مش هعرف اغلب ولا حاجة تاني. واخد بالك؟ وده اللي باين في جينيسيس، انه ده simplest man اللي هو آدم، and the simplest commandment don't eat this. This is the first commandment for the simplest man. So this is inside me and inside you. لو أنا ما عرفتش أطلع الخطوة دي إن أنا أمنع نفسي في وقت من الأكل والشرب وأقول لنفسي لا، I can never tell no to any sin. فاهمة؟ تفضل يا مينا. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Agreed. مينا بيسأل سؤال طبعا محرج شوية. How about the very poor people? How can we teach them to fast while they always fasting for the whole life? تقولوا حاجة في الحتة دي يا شريف؟ ها؟ Yes, if you go back to the idea 58, you will focus on the two meanings proclaimed by the Spirit. The first meaning is repentance. The second meaning is sharing with the poor. So I can focus with the poor on these two, on the repentance story and on the giving, serving others story. يبقى أنا مش هقول له ما تصومش، هو فعلا صايم. It's unfair ان انا اقعد اقول له كله ما تاكلش هو مش لاقي ياكل، انما انا اقول له الكنيسة صايمة، يلا فرصتنا، اللي عنده حاجة يقدمها لاخوه اللي محتاج اكتر منه، وكلنا نحاول نخلص من خطية وعيب فينا اليومين دول. يبقى انا هركز more spiritually، لانه هو لو لقى اي حاجة هياكلها لانه مش لاقي. فانا فاهمك في دي. ايوه بيتر. لا دي طبعا دي الروح، يعني الانسان فيه نسمه من الله. لو اي اول ايه ابتديت بيها ان ربنا خد تراب من الارض ونفخ فيه نسمه حياه، فصار ادم نفسا. فكره النفس او النسمه دي حته مش فيزيكال، دي اللي بينكروها العلماء واللي بينكروها الملحدين، يقول لك البني ادم ده حيوان، شوية كيمستري وشوية حاجات متركبة على بعض وعايشين وخلاص. أنا بقول له لا، في حاجة ريليتد لربنا، ودي لو ما كلتش هتموت، وهو دي فكرة الصوم بتاعي. فهنا ده the spirit of man، الهولي سبيريت. لا، الحيوان لما اتخلق ما تقالش ان ربنا نفخ فيه، فاهم ازاي؟ عنده نفس بس غير انسانية، ملهاش علاقة بربنا، عشان كده مفيش خلود للحيوان. ايوه سارة. Very good, very good. Sarah بتقول ان انا لازم افوكس عن differences between the fasting in a Christian way and the fasting in a Muslim way or in a Hindu way. لان فعلا في فرق. الهندو ممكن يصوم لانه بيكره جسمه او شايفه كله شر، انا مش شايف كده. المسلم بيصوم لاغراض تانية. انما انا in a Christian way انا بحب ربنا وعاوز اروح السماء وماشي ورا المسيح، عندي معاني معينه شغلاني وانا صايم، غير خالص مجرد واحد لا مش ياكل ولا عامل دايت ولا خايف ياكل انيمالز. دي كلها kinds of fasting but not related to my life. ايوه شريف، اخر سؤال عشان الوقت. Yes. وده accepted. يعني the simplification ده جميل. And no, there is a good side and a bad side. And in order to encourage the good side, we need to strengthen our will. And this fasting will help me to be stronger against the bad side. This is a good one. The homework بتاعنا, we will study the Psalms numbers 2, 8, 16, 22, 24, and 110. We call these psalms the messianic psalms. Messianic يعني related to the Messiah. Messiah اللي هو المسيح. يعني إيه؟ يعني these psalms are very much related to the prophecies about Christ. فكل اللي هتعمله you will try to find out the relationship between the words of this psalm and the life story of our Lord Jesus Christ. بتدور فين المسيح في المزمور. That simple. فهمتوا؟ يا ترى المزمور بيتكلم عن ميلاده ولا قيامته ولا صعوده ولا صليبه ولا مجده في السماء ولا شغله معانا ولا كونه مخلص ولا whatever. بقى انت هتقول لي كل مزمور بيقول ايه على المسيح. واضحة؟ اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بالشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات قدس اسمك، تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء، خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم، نجينا من الشر. By the way, I'm starting very early to announce that we have a very important conference for all the evangelistic servants, the old and the new ones, on Friday the 4th of January. أول جمعة في السنة عندنا مؤتمر عاوزين الكل يحضره، قديم وجديد، جمعة سبت حد.